ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करपावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
Shivo Vaha Shivaya Bhavatu. And do we do the translation first, or do I go do the parsing first?
However you want to do it.
Okay. I'll go through the parsing first. So Shivo is Shivaha, nominative singular. And so that was one of our vocabulary words, which it's Shiva, but it's also means happiness and welfare.
That's right.
Okay, so and it's used twice in the sentence. So anyway, so
okay. You just pull this off. She's ready to make.
Okay. I'm just gonna. So I'm not sure. Which, if it, anyway, it's either happiness, welfare, or Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next word is Vaha, which is, should I wait for Kiki to get back?
No.
Okay. That is from Yusmat, and there's a few options. It's the plural, either accusative, dative, or genitive. And I said I thought it was probably genitive here.
Yeah.
And then there, the next word we have is Shivaya, which is dative singular for happiness or welfare or Shiva. And finally, Bhavatu, which is from Bhu. And it looks like imperative, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Third person? Single. Parasmai.
Singular.
So, one translation I came up with is, your happiness or welfare is Shiva's, or is for Shiva, or from Shiva. I don't know. I played around with...
One rule is that the genitive should go right before the noun that it's related to. If it doesn't go right before, then say if it were to come to the end or some other place, there should be no question about what it's related to. So
okay.
If there could be a question, like you have a choice here of two nouns,
right.
Shivaha and Shivaya.
Right.
It's not going to be Shivaha. It's going to be, has to be Shivaya. Because this is as the genitive.
Oh,
so,
right, it would be before it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So now you've got your basic sentence is Shivaha Bhavatu. Right, that's the noun, that's the subject and the verb.
Bhavatu, right. So
Shiva Bhavatu.
You are happiness. Or
well, if you took it as Shiva, it's such a common name for the Lord.
Right.
And it also means that which is auspicious,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would take it as let Shiva, may Shiva be for our happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a dative construction that you have to get used to. It doesn't translate nicely in English.
Mm-hmm.
When you have like a dative plus the verb to be,
uh-huh.
or boo or us, right?
Uh-huh.
Then it means may Shiva give happiness to us, may Shiva lead to our happiness, point to our happiness.
Okay.
May Shiva, and you could just say may Shiva bless us with
okay.
happiness.
Okay.
Literally it just says may Shiva be.
Mm-hmm.
for the sake of our happiness,
mm-hmm.
which we don't say it that way in English,
right?
right? So what would we say? May Shiva bless us with happiness.
Yeah.
So there's not a direct translation,
okay.
so you have to understand the meaning. Do you see it, Kiki?
Yeah, but don't we say in English that Shiva be for the sake of our happiness? We don't say that.
We don't say that in English. No.
So this is just kind of a way...
We say let Shiva bless us for happiness. With happiness, or let Shiva look out for us, you know.
Right, right,
but,
right.
Yeah.
So this is just the way that the dative is used with boo.
It's one of the ways.
One of the ways.
You have
okay.
to watch for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's used as for the sake of.
For the sake of.
That implication. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you say let Shiva be for the sake of our happiness, You understand in English what that means. It's just we wouldn't say it in that way in English. Okay. Do you want to read it, Kiki, in the Sanskrit? So
sure. Shivo vaha shivaya bhavatu.
Shivo vaha shivaya bhavatu. Good. Are you okay with this term?
Yeah.
Kiki, are you okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Balakau yuvayoho pita kwasti. I think that's kwasti, isn't it?
Just to break the sandhi.
Balakau yuvayoho pita. And then this one is kwasti. I was a little confused about.
Two words, right?
It's right. It's asti. It's ki.
Kwa.
Kwa would be.
Means, you know, where.
Oh, kwa asti. Okay.
Kwa is an indeclinable.
Oh,
that means where.
I see. You didn't know that.
Yeah.
So this is an indeclinable. Where. So balakau is dual for children. Balak is the substantive. Balakau would be like ramau. So it would be either nominative or accusative dual.
Or.
Balakau.
Nominative or accusative dual or.
It's Rama. It's only Rama in dual.
One of the vibhaktis tends to be left out.
Oh, vocative.
Yeah.
But oh right, vocative dual. That makes more sense. Right, right, right. Okay. Right. Oh, Balaka also he's addressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yuva Yoho again. Is Yuva is young man?
No. From Yushmat. Genitive or locative dual. You're thinking of Yuvan, which means young person, but this is Yuva Yoho.
So from Yush. So this is a dual genitive or locative, right?
Yeah.
Yoho. Mm-hmm. And Yushmat means
you.
Yushmat. Oh, Yushmat.
Yushmat.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay. Genitive or locative. Pita, that's nominative singular for father. Kwa, where? Asti, are. So where is the. So probably the Yuvayoho will be genitive, so someone is addressing the two children and saying, hey balaka, hey children, where is your father?
Mm-hmm. And in dual, right?
Okay. Right, right.
Where is your father? Clear for John?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why don't you read it for us, Kiki, and we'll repeat.
Balakau yuvayoho pita kwasti.
Balakau yuvayoho pita kwasti. Good. Next one.
Prithivin rakshatsu yushmasu kuto no payam. Prithivin is earth in the feminine accusative.
Mm-hmm.
And rakshatsu I had some problems with. One idea I came up with is that it might be a PPP from.
How about a present participle?
Oh. Didn't even think of that. Okay.
Oh, wow. I actually
like
said this
getcha,
is
getcha.
Yeah. No,
no raksh to protect the verb.
To protect.
But also, if it was rakshas, was the substantive, wouldn't rakshatsu then be the locative for that one?
Is rakshas? I don't know rakshas.
Rakshas like rakshas?
No.
You know, demon?
I mean, is it in here? Something rakshas?
You know, to protect or the demon? I thought
raksha means to protect, but I'm not sure about
okay.
This rakshasa, but I'm
rakshasa,
not.
Rakshasa, I thought rakshas was the substantive for that, maybe not.
Well, maybe it is, but I don't know. I don't know about it if it is.
Okay.
Rakshas, isn't it?
Rakshas, an evil spirit of
yeah.
Rakshasa.
Right.
Yeah. But that is it going to be Rakshatsu?
Yeah. wouldn't the locative plural for rakshasa is ending?
It'd be rakshasu or rakshasu.
Okay, so it's a locative, isn't it?
Yes, locative plural,
okay.
Present participle. One thing I'll tell you that's giving that away for you, because we know raksha, now raksha, so I forgot about rakshas, but raksha means to protect, you know. So say if you were trying to figure out what that would be, when you say, see, yushmasu, now you've got two locatives together, right?
Yeah.
So you can suspect.
Yeah, I suspected that, but then I was like, how is that going to work as a PAP, and I didn't even think of a PA, a present active participle.
Yeah.
Would be upright.
Okay. Should I go to...
Yeah.
Okay. So then we have yushmasu, which is from yushma, locative plural, in, on, at, you.
But do you know what an absolute locative construction is?
Yes.
Okay.
So it would actually be translated like in the protection of the earth.
While you are protecting the earth, right?
Right.
And since it's a present participle, it's going to be simultaneous action. While you are protecting the earth, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And it's you all. I don't know who they're referring to here. But
plural.
Plural.
And then kuto, which is really kutaha, which means whence. And it's an indeclinable. Is that how what that is?
Yes, okay. It is. It's the fifth case. That taha affix gives the sense of the fifth case. So kutaha means from what or whence.
Okay.
Can also be how, but in the sense of the fifth case.
And then we have no, which is naha. From asmat, and it's plural. It could be either accusative, dative, or genitive. And I was thinking it's genitive.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though I didn't come up with a translation, but I think I can figure that out.
Well, one thing is, bhaya, the verb or nouns of fear will govern the ablative of the thing that you're afraid of. So, naha, bhayam, our fear. Is from what? What do we have to be afraid of? From what do we have fear?
Uh-huh.
From what is our fear?
Okay.
What are we afraid? In English, you say, what are we, you know? From what is the cause of our fear?
Right.
What would be the cause of our fear? That type of thing. From what is our fear?
And then the last word is fear, bayam.
Yeah.
And it's nominative. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neuter.
Nominative neuter, singular, yeah. So, while protecting the earth,
while you are protecting the earth,
whence is our fear?
Yeah.
What is there to fear?
Mm-hmm. Whence is our fear? That's fine. That's good. In your pronunciation, say yushmasu.
Yushmasu.
Kiki, can you say it?
I'm doing too short on the A?
No, there's just you're trying too hard.
Okay. Yushmasu.
Yeah.
Yushmasu.
Just relax and say it. Yushmasu.
It's those...
Sha and
yeah,
sha?
I do work too hard.
Yushmasu.
Yushmasu.
That's better.
Okay.
Bring a little bit more on.
Okay.
Kiki, read for us.
Prithivin rakshatsu yushmasu kuto no bhayam.
Prithivin rakshatsu yushmasu kuto no bhayam.
Yushmatadhikatam vartam sarvebhyaha shansami.
It actually should be shansami. Before the sa, I think it doesn't take a nasalized, it keeps in love. Shamsani. Yeah. Does it take a nasal in Hindi?
Yeah, you say shamsa. Shamsa is to say bad things about someone.
Yeah.
So that would be yushmat, adhigatam, vartam, sarvebhyaha, Shamsani. Yushmat is the ablative plural for you. Atikatam. Atikatam is to flow from...
to gain or obtain.
To gain, right,
yeah.
right. So atikatam would be... And the substantive for atikatam is atikat. Is that a
atikam. Atikatam is past passive participle.
It's past passive participle, okay. Vartam would be... I think it's a conversation, and then vartam, the case for vartam would be...
Actually, varta is usually news.
Oh, news. Okay.
Yeah, news, information.
Okay. And so, varta is the news or information. So, vartam, is that just nominative or...?
Well, actually, it's feminine, varta.
Okay.
And feminine accusative, singular.
Okay. Sarvebhyaha would be dual or accusative plural for... No, I'm sorry.
Vyaha.
Sarvebhyaha.
Ramebhyaha.
Is plural for instrumental or... Right,
that would be sarvaihi, sarvebhyaha,
sarvebhyaha. Sorry. Ramai, Ramabhyam, Ramipyaha. So it'll be either fourth or fifth case plural. So it'll be either dative or ablative plural.
Right.
Sorry. And then for everywhere. And then Shamsani is the present tense for I am saying
Shams bad. Means to... it's not bad. Shams means to... in Sanskrit means to tell or to praise. Doesn't mean anything negative.
Okay.
So you could just take here for I am telling.
Okay. So that would be for, yeah, first person singular. So...
I tell.
So it would be I am telling you all the news?
Well, sarvebhyaha would be in what case, do you think?
Maybe.
No, because it's actually an indirect object. Your basic sentence is Vartam Shamsami. I am telling the news.
Right.
Now, indirect object, Sarvebhyaha. I am telling the news to everyone, to all. I am telling the news.
Oh, to everyone, so it would be dative.
Dative, indirect object. I am telling the news to everyone. What news? Yushmat Adikatam.
All the news coming from...
It's not all the news. Sarvebhyaha.
Sorry. To everyone.
I'm telling the news to everyone. The news, which is Yushmat, Adhigatam.
So that would be the news which you... Which is coming from
Which is obtained,
you,
which is gained.
Which is obtained from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The news obtained from you.
To everyone?
I am telling to everyone.
Okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
Do you see it, Tara?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, good.
So it's really to everyone. Is the
data. Indirect object. Data.
I'm not sure I know what you mean when you say indirect object.
Well, like for instance, in the verb to give is the most obvious. I give money. Okay,
right.
I give money. Money is the accusative case. That's the object of the verb.
Right.
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 But then I give to the brahmanas.
Right.
Money.
Right.
That is the indirect object. It's the one who is receiving the money. So it's indirectly related to the object. So.
And so in that case, that indirect object is put
in the dative.
Data.
In the dative. And this is the same thing. I am telling the news. News is the object.
Yeah.
But then who is the direct indirect recipient?
I see.
I am telling everyone.
And
right?
That is why sarvebhyah is put
in the dative, yeah.
I see. So if I said I'm giving money to you, then to you would be dative.
Dative.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, for the verb to give, da yach, it always the recipient of the gift is always in the dative.
Mm.
But that's an excellent example of indirect object.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm.
Oh, you want to read it, Keith?
Yeah. Yushmad adhikatam vartam sarvekyaha shamsami.
Yushmad adhikatam vartam sarvekyaha shamsami.
She's actually vartam.
Vartam.
I thought I heard vartam.
You probably did. Vartam.
Okay. Tasya pindam.
Pidam.
Pidam. Partum asya. Oh, I was going to try and break this up, but I'll.
You should have a mother, asma.
Asma.
Okay.
I was trying to break the Sunday when I was reading it. That's what I was doing.
Oh, I see.
Hartuma sya.
No, sma. Do you have a typo there?
Oh, I do.
Asma. Asma bihi. Hartum asma.
Oh, I did make a note that it looks like it should have been asma. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, when I started parsing it, I figured it had to be a typo because.
There is no asya bihi.
Right. Exactly.
Or asya abihi.
I just didn't mark it in the book. Okay, so. Tasya pindam pidam hartum asma pi bishin tita upayo
upaya upaya
as upaya
upaya so upayo
upayo
nishphalo
abhavat.
Nishpalo bhavat.
Okay. So we have tatya, which is the genitive singular for tud. It's masculine. It could be neuter or masculine.
Yeah.
Of it or that or him. Pidam is pain and it's a feminine accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have hartum, which is from hrith, to remove or take away, and it's in the infinitive.
Mm-hmm.
And the typo I had, which is really asmabihi, which is instrumental plural of asmat, by, with, or through us. And last is chintitaha, which is a past passive participle from
chintitaha. Yeah.
And it means thought. And then upayo, which is from upayaha, which is really upayaha, nominative singular. It's a masculine noun. It means remedy. Upaya. And we have nishphalaha, which means fruitless, and it's masculine noun in the nominative singular. And habavat is the final word from bu, which is the imperative third person singular.
Not imperative, habavat.
Oh,
not in,
oh, it's
imperfect.
Sorry.
Imperfect, yeah.
That's what I meant. Okay, so my
translation is the remedy thought by us to remove his pain, or the pain of it, was fruitless.
I would say his pain.
His pain.
Was fruitless, right?
Was fruitless.
Yeah, good. Thought or considered or, you know, fortunate to him. That was fine. That was good. Did you get that, Kiki?
Yeah.
You want to read for us?
Yeah.
Tasya pidam partum asmabhish chintita upayo nishphalo bhavat.
Tasya pidam partum asmabhish chintita upayo nishphalo bhavat. You want to try?
Oh my God. I can't. Can you say
the third
long compounded or...
Hartum is
smart.
So, you know, I tried to break it because it's hard for me to.
Yeah.
So I just
break it at Hartum. Read up to Hartum, then Asmab. Yeah.
Hartum Asmabhish Chintita. Hartum Asmabhish Chintita. Chintitaha.
Chintitaha.
Chintitaha. Upayaha. Upayo. Nishpalo
Bhavat.
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 Yes, please.
I'm rusty, sorry.
No, it's just a good thing, you know, for us as Westerners, we're just going to keep practicing and getting our pronunciation. Kiki can help.
Trying to go fast through it, it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
Yeah, it takes time.
Okay. Tava sucharitam mameva pratinu yato nadirgham kalam avam sukham man anva bhavava.
Anva.
Anva bhavava.
Yeah.
So tava is genitive singular for you, so it would be of you. Sucharitam looks like an accusative singular for, is that good behavior?
Mm-hmm.
So your
good actions.
Your good behavior.
Yeah.
Mama Eva. Mama is
Mama Eva.
Mama Eva. Not Eva, sorry. So Eva?
Eva. Mama Eva. Look at the sandhi there.
Right, right.
A plus E is A.
Yeah.
If it was Iva, it would be Mama Iva.
That's right. So Mama Eva, my alone. Mama is genitive singular of mine, so that would be mine.
And Eva?
Eva is indeed?
Like mine. Your behavior, your good behavior like mine.
Your good behavior like mine.
See the parallel of Tava and Mama? See that? Tava Mama? Tava Sucharitam.
Yeah,
Mama Eva.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Tava Sucharitam, Mama Eva, right.
Right.
Your good behavior, like mine.
Pratinu yato. Pratinu, is that by effort?
No, pratinu is an adjective ending in u, so there's no ending on it. It's nominative singular. It's small.
Small.
Little or small. Your good behavior like mine is pratinu.
It's small.
Yato is yataha. Yataha, that's not
in, yataha is it's an indeclinable from based on yad. Like you had kutaha, dattaha, yataha, tataha. Yataha means because or since. Because, you know, since.
Before.
Or tataha means therefore.
Right, you're right, 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 right. Yataha, tataha.
So yataha is because. Nadirgham kalam. Not. Dirgham is a long, long time, and that would be an accusative.
Mm-hmm.
Singular. Kalam, time. Also an accusative singular. Avam, Is that avam, the next one maybe?
Yep.
So avam is just aham avam, like it's a dual, the two of us, dual from for asmat. And then sukham is accusative saying, oh no, or maybe is it neuter sukham?
Sukham is neuter.
Oh, it's neuter. So it could be nominative or accusative.
Well, in that way, avam can be nominative or accusative. So you have to understand what is
right.
going to be the,
right.
which is which.
And then the last one is anubhava. I don't know what that is at all. Actually.
You know what anubhu means to experience. Bhu, the root bhu plus anu.
Right, anubhava.
Anubhavati is to experience.
Right.
So
right.
this is anubhavava.
Anubhavava. So maybe this is...
Well, if you see the anu plus bu becomes anu plus a plus bu, that a prefix is going to give
it's
away the imperative, right? Imperfect. I mean,
imperfect, right.
yeah.
Right.
And that, you know.
So then I was experienced.
No. Avam anva bhavava. We experienced.
Avam anva bhavava.
But it's yet to have na anva bhavava since
we have not experienced happiness for a long time.
Yeah. So avam is the subject. Since both of us did not experience
happiness for a long time.
Yeah.
And so that because of that our good behavior is not.
No, it goes the opposite.
Okay.
Your
so
behavior like mine was small. It's like saying we must have not done very much because the happiness we experienced didn't last for very long.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have that much good karma, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
So
your sucharitam, teva sucharitam,
yeah.
mama eva pratanu.
Your good behavior, so is sucharitam taken as good behavior
yeah.
or just behavior?
Good behavior.
So your good behavior, like mine, is not much.
It's small. Because?
Yataha, because na dirgham kalam, not for a long time, avam sukham.
Put the no with the verb, because...
Not for a long... Put the no with the
well,
verb.
Well, we did not experience happiness.
Yeah, for
Dirga
Kalam
for a long time.
Oh. I was thinking that the reason that our behavior is not good is because we haven't experienced happiness for a long time. Therefore, we are not behaving very well.
Well, that's true. That's what it's saying. But literally, it's saying your experience like mine... Your good acts,
yeah.
like mine, is small.
Right.
Because we did not experience happiness
yes,
for a long time.
Yes, I was taking it both. Yeah, I know what you're saying. That makes more sense. I was just thinking, well, you know, like, the child is not behaving well. Why aren't they behaving well? Because they're unhappy.
Oh,
why.
I see. Oh, that's
no,
interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's not quite what it's like. That's good. You want to read it?
Yeah. Tava sucharitam mameva pratanu yato na dirgham ka. Should I break it up or read the entire thing?
Actually, I'll just listen and I'll let Tara do it. You read a sentence at a time. I mean a line at a time.
Tava sucharitam mameva pratanu. Tava sucharitam mameva pratanu yato na dirgham kalam yato na dirgham kalam avam sukham anva bhavava avam sukham anva bhavava
anva bhavava
anva bhavava.
See, one thing you're doing, I just want to make you relax your vocal cords a little
okay.
bit. Just say
ah.
Just as like it's English ah. Like mama or something.
Okay.
Ah. Let's hear you say ah.
Ah.
Make everything loosen it. Ah.
Ah.
Okay, because you're giving, what you're doing is giving some kind of an accent. For no reason.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You just have to relax.
It's like there's something happens in my mind and I have to go longer or do something different with my mouth.
And you don't.
Right.
Yeah, for, you know, you do for the linguals and dentals, and we're in trouble there.
Yeah.
Right? And we also are in trouble in terms of aspirating. That all requires a lot of consciousness on our part. But for you know, E, we have those. We our vocal cords, our system is okay for those letters. So those you just have to...
That's really nice that you can diagnose it perfectly, you know, in terms of, because I'm sure that's really helpful.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you know exactly what...
Yeah. Because there's certain things we do have to work on.
Yeah.
Because our system doesn't do it.
Yeah.
But others, our system does just fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the next one.
Okay. Twarate mama mano jayanaya. Twarate is present third person singular from twar, which means to hasten or be impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Atmanepada. And mama is genitive singular, my. Mano is manaha, from manas, mind, neuter nominant singular. And adhyayanaya, neuter dative singular. To or for study. And my translation is my mind is impatient to study.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Perfect.
Continue.
Yeah.
Twarate mama mano adhyaya.
Yeah, break the Sunday.
Okay. Twarate mama manaha adhyayanaya.
The word is adhyayana. It's a adhyayana.
Adhyayan. Oh, adhyayan karna. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Adhyayan. So adhyayana.
Okay, so let me read that properly. Sorry. Twarate mama manaha adhyayanaya.
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 Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Twarate mama manaha adhyayanaya.
Mama. Say mama.
Mama.
Yeah, relax.
Mama.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get those vocal cords all relaxed. Let's go up to the top and knock off those three at the top there.
Okay. Asmakam. Nama?
Yeah.
Asmakam shwa eshaha.
Asmakam.
Asmakam. Asmakam,
mm-hmm.
Ashwa,
Isha. Ashwa. You said Shwa, I thought.
Oh, it's possible. I actually get those mixed up.
Okay.
So.
Asmakam, Ashwa.
Asmakam, Ashwa, Isha. This horse is for us. Asmakam is for...
Just genitive.
For, yeah.
Not for. It can
be. Ours. This,
yes,
this
is our horse.
This is our horse.
Yeah, this is our horse. Want to read?
Asmakam ashva eshaha. Asmakam ashva ekaha.
Eshaha.
Eshaha.
Do you have eshaha there?
Eshaha. I do have eshaha.
Okay. Eshaha.
Let me try that again. Asmakam ashva eshaha.
Asmakam. Where is makam relaxed?
Asmakam.
Ah. Asmakam.
Asmakam.
Ashva.
Ashva.
Eshaha.
Eshaha.
Okay.
Etasya.
Oh, do you have the kwa ipa? One before that?
Do you have sorry, yes.
Kwa gata te mata. Mata.
Mata.
Mata. Kwa is where? Indeclinable. And gata is a past passive participle from gum, and it's in the nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Went or did go. Te is
there's a few options from either Usmud or Tud, and I decided on genitive, feminine genitive singular of Usmud, your.
Yep.
And last we have Mata.
Mata.
Mata, which is mother. I didn't put down, is it? It must be nominative.
Yeah.
So where did your mother go?
Yeah. Did you get that, Kiki?
Yeah.
Do you mind if you read that?
Kwagata te mata. Kwagata te mata.
Mata.
Mata. Kwagata te mata.
Kwa.
Kwa.
That's good.
Do they not put a question mark at the end of
no.
sentences?
Mm-hmm.
So even though this is a question.
No question marks.
No
commas.
No
punctuation.
Wow.
Only the danda and the double, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's why some more modern books in Sanskrit, well, they'll go in and put punctuation in, sometimes incorrectly.
Oh.
That's a real problem. But in Sanskrit, usually there's no punctuation. Let's do one more, and then we'll take a little stand-up break and get some tea.
Okay. Etasya vrittantasya shravanena irya
no, parya.
What is it?
Paryakulam.
Paryakulam.
Okay.
Paryakulam. Paryakulam ava yor manaha.
Sounds like you're putting an a there. You're saying like paraya. Paraya. Yeah. Pary, do you have P-A-R-Y?
Paraya.
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 Paryakulam.
Paryakulam ava yor manaha. So etasya is etasya and vrittantasya are both genitive singular. Maybe this is a genitive absolute.
No, because eta is a.
Eta is this.
Just
so of
this, yeah.
Of
so.
This, vrittantasya. Vrittant.
Vrittanta means news, or it also means an event or something like that. But vrittanta also means an event, occurrence. Or news.
Okay. So
news
so
or information
like
about
of
something.
Of this news.
Yeah.
Of this news. So etasya is of this. So etasya is kind of like a of this news. It's put adjectivally in
yeah.
the same case. Okay.
Right.
Etasya vrittantasya. Shravanena, having heard. Shravanena, no, wait. Ramena. It's instrumental singular? Shravanena. Right. Instrumental singular. So, okay. Because of having heard. Okay, let me just go on. Paryakulam. Is that Paryakulam? And then Avayoho Manaha?
Mm-hmm. Paryakulam.
Avayoho is genitive or locative dual. For me, manaha, my mind. So
our, it would be ours because it's dual, right?
Oh, right.
The
our
mind of each of us.
Manaha.
Our two mind. Our mind.
So our two minds.
Folks, we would just say our mind.
Our mind.
Right.
Yes,
but,
our mind.
Yeah.
Right. So avayoho manaha is our mind. And then shravanena is because of having heard of this.
By the hearing of.
By the hearing of.
By hearing
this
of
news.
This news.
Yes.
I'll but talk a little bit about this in a minute.
And then paryakulam looks like it's.
Agitation.
Oh, I see. So it's neuter?
Yeah.
Okay,
the
so
mind
then that's
is.
Nominative singular.
Mm-hmm. The mind is agitated.
Our mind is agitated because of having heard this news.
Yeah, by the hearing of this news.
Right.
Do you know what I wanted to point out here? In English, you just say by hearing the news, by hearing this news in English.
Yeah.
In Sanskrit, when you have a gerund, which is like hearing, doing, walking, saying, singing, those are gerunds. the object or the subject of the gerund will be in the genitive. Like you could say, the hearing of the news, right?
Yeah.
Or the hearing of Rama, as though Rama himself were hearing. That would be where it's taking the subject. But what was Rama hearing? He was hearing the news. So it would be the hearing of the news or the hearing of Rama. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like the reading of the book or the reading of Rama. The reading of Rama, which means Rama is reading.
Oh, the reading of Rama, right, when it's used as a gerund, right?
The gerund can take either the subject in the genitive or the object in the genitive. Here is an object, the object is put in the genitive. In English, we don't say it like that. We just say hearing the news,
right?
But in Sanskrit, you have to say the hearing of the news.
Right, by the hearing of the news.
Mm-hmm. By the hearing of this news.
Our minds, meaning our two minds.
But then when you translate, I like you to do it literally for now, but when you actually translate, you would translate it as we say in English, by hearing the news, by hearing this news.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you know that this is just the object of the gerund. Now you have to say that how you would say it in English. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you get it, Kiki?
How did we say that this is? I'm trying to figure out how.
Shravana is a gerund, means hearing.
No, that I know. By hearing this news, why did we say our minds were agitated?
It doesn't have to be were.
Our minds are
agitated.
Yeah.
There's no
word
there.
I think I didn't get right after the were pariyakulam. What was the next word after that?
Avayoho.
Avayoho. Okay.
Our dual. Genitive dual.
Genitive dual, and that's
for manaha.
Asmad, right?
Mm-hmm. Avyoho, manaha. Our minds, the two of us.
Okay.
Our minds.
Genitive.
Our pariyaku
are
agitated by hearing this news.
Okay.
Ready to sing? Okay, let's read.
Etasya vritantasya shravanena. Etasya vritantasya shravanena pariyakulam avayor manaha pariyakulam avayoho manaha.
Say pariyakulam.
Pariyakulam.
Yeah. So you're going kulam, you're trying too hard.
Okay, pariyakulam.
Yeah, that's better, try again.
Pariyakulam.
Better, kulam. Say kulam.
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 You're trying too hard. Just say kulam like you say it in English. How would you say kulam?
Kulam.
Kulam.
Yeah. Kulam.
Twain. Pariyakulam.
Pariyakulam.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah, you're fine. You just have to relax. There's no problem.
Yeah, that was perfect, actually, what you said in the ad.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
let's take just a minute to get some tea. Right.
That's the last one.
Okay, we're back.
So, is it my turn now?
Mm-hmm.
And are we doing this?
Yeah, starting on the Dineshu.
Okay. Dineshwa sma swapyeta drisho avataha sneha. Dinesh, I'm not recognizing anything. Dineshva.
How about Dineshu?
Dineshu. That seems like, oh yes, there's a Sunday there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dineshu would be is that a form of the optative? No.
Oh, Dineshu, like Rameshu, locative plural.
Oh, okay. And what does Dine?
Poor.
Poor, okay. Dine shoes, lock it poor, okay. Then we have Sma.
Asma.
Asma. Asma. Asma. Asma. That must be from Asma.
Yeah.
And. It's asmasu, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it would be also the locative. Sorry, guys.
No. Please don't be angry.
Okay.
Kiki's not.
Not at your pace.
All right.
She hasn't done this either.
Asmasu. And then we would have apieta.
Api impoverish.
Apieta. Okay.
Api.
What does api mean again?
Also.
Also, yes.
Or even.
And etu.
Etad vishaha.
Oh, etad.
Etad vishaha.
Drishaha. That's all one word?
Mm-hmm.
It's a noun.
Mm-hmm. It's an adjective.
It's an adjective, and what does it mean?
It means such as this or like this, that is in this manner.
Okay. And then we have avataha, which is from Bu. And it looks like a past,
You know, actually, it does. It could look like a present participle, but bhavat means your honor.
Oh,
it's a respectful.
Oh, it's an honorific.
Yeah.
Oh, it's another pronoun, isn't it?
Well, it's an honorific.
An honorific,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So bhavataha would be.
Is nominative masculine?
Well, actually, bhavataha, sneha, it's actually genitive singular.
It's genitive.
From bhavat. Like
oh, right, it's an adjective.
So bhavataha. Sneha means affection.
Okay. Sneha means
affection.
Affection. Okay. Okay. So we have
and it governs the locative, the effect, the object of affection. Generally, objects of affection or love go in the locative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, would this be a locative absolute?
No.
Okay.
Because there's no verb there.
Oh,
I mean, it
right.
could be, I suppose, but it's not. The verb could always be asti, but that's not there. Because also, if you know, sneha governs the locative.
Uh-huh.
So, dineshu asmasu api etadrishaha, right? Bhavataha sneha.
Okay. So, dineshu is poor. And then we have us in lock of in on at us.
Mm-hmm.
Also or even in this manner.
So remember if sneha governs the locative, it would be I have affection towards you, affection for you.
For you.
Yeah.
This is for us, yeah?
For us, right. For us who are poor. Yeah.
So asmasu is used like an adjective.
Asmasu is in locative for
it's
us.
It's locative, but it's asmasu, dineshu, asmasu.
Well, dina is the adjective for
but
us.
Dineshu, asmasu, that's what I mean.
Yeah, for us who are poor.
So is it like in this way, even those of us who are poor have affection for you?
No.
Okay.
Because it's your honors.
Oh.
Your honors affection, which is of this sort, this type of affection. That your honor has. Your honor has this type of affection even toward us who are poor.
Oh.
You see?
Yeah.
Etadrishaha means like of this sort, this type. So you can also use has here because if you've got a nominative plus a genitive and the verb to be, it can, you can bring in and say, your honor has this sort of affection.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, this sort of affection of your honors. Because they don't have the verb have or has.
Yeah.
So it would be better to say, your honor has this type of affection, this sort of affection, even for us who are poor.
Okay.
Let's do one more, because you guys haven't done this yet. So I think that the ones after this, we'll let Kiki do this next one, and then the ones after this we'll wait and do next week.
Okay.
But why don't you read this first, Kiki?
Okay.
You can break some of the sentences.
Yeah, I was thinking, should I break it?
Yeah.
Dineshu asmasu. Dineshu asmasu. And then, api eta drisho. Api eta drisho.
Eta drisho, relax.
Eta.
Eta.
Api eta drisho.
Oh, you have to relax. Eta. Say ah.
Ah.
Eta.
Eta.
Yeah, eta.
Eta drisho.
Relax, eta.
Eta drisho. Bhavataha sneha. Bhavataha sneha.
Bhavataha?
Bhavataha sneha.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Maruta. Megha jalam. Megha jalam iva. Megha jalam miva.
Megha jalam iva, if you want to break it.
Megha jalam iva. Daive nas. Nasmakam sarve manoratha nirastaha. Maruta is by marut, instrumental singular. Wind, by the wind. Meghajalam iva, even this web of clouds. Meghajalam.
Group of clouds. Jalam is a group. This collection of clouds. Like, so Eva is like.
Oh, by the, okay, so like this.
It's like a group of clouds.
Group of clouds. So Megha Jalam would be in just nominative singular, maybe that's neuter. So it would be like palam.
Yeah.
So nominative singular, and then Eva is indeclinable, like. Daive na
daivena.
Asmakam. Oh, daivena, right.
Otherwise, it's not going to be daivena.
No, I was trying to figure it out.
Because there would have to be a space.
Right.
Yeah.
Daivena asmakam. So asmakam is of, so it would be of us, asmakam, genitive plural of asmad.
Yeah.
Asmakam.
Yeah.
Daivena, so by the devas. So daivena would be like ramena. It would be instrumental singular.
And daiva. Daiva means fate or fortune.
Oh, no,
that's what comes from, deva is the gods.
Right.
By the deva. Daiva, that which comes from the gods. So it's your fate, your fortune, you know? So just by fate, by fortune.
Right.
By R, so that would be by our fortune. Or just by fate. Asmakam. Has to, is it going to go back to Daiva?
Asmakam has to come before what it governs, right? Mm-hmm. Asmakam sarve. So of all our, sarve would be locative, right? Like Rami?
No, because sarva in the nominative plural is different.
Okay, let me see one second.
Pronouns are different in the nominative plural. Do you know that, Tara?
Pronouns are different in the nominative plural.
Pronoun declension is slightly different than an ending noun. In the nominative plural, and then in the singulars, right? In the dative, ablative, genitive, and accused, and locative singular, and also in the genitive plural, it's different.
But sarve is it done like sarvate?
Sarvaha, sarva, sarve. Well, wrong.
Satalte,
yes.
Right,
exactly.
Satalte, so it's actually nominative plural.
Right.
Okay, asmakam sarve, manoratha. Manoratha. I don't know what manoratha means.
It really just means that which is born out of the mind. So you can say your imagination or your hopes and aspirations. Manas means mind. Ratha means chariot. So the chariot of the mind, right? Yeah. So your mind takes you on rides, you know? Rides of hopes, aspirations, imaginations.
Manorataha.
So manorataha.
Manorataha.
Sarve manorataha.
Sarve manorataha, all the hopes. So is that in plural then?
All the fantasy, you know, what you
fantasize. So manorataha would be nominative plural as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So asmakam sarve.
Asmakam sarve manorataha, all our hopes.
And aspirations.
Aspirations, right. Nirastaha. Nirastaha, is that nirasta, is that a
means scattered. Yeah.
Scattered.
Scattered.
So
dispersed.
Nirastaha would be a passive participle?
Yeah, exactly. From nirasta.
Nirasta, so that would be our scattered. Oh, sorry, were?
Our were scattered.
Our or were scattered. And nirastaha, again, would be plural?
All our hopes.
Yeah. Okay. So all our hopes and all our hopes are scattered by fate, just like this web of clouds is scattered by the wind.
Yeah. Devi translates it as an assemblage of clouds.
Jata
means a group or a collection.
Jata. Okay.
Not jala. Jala means a net.
Okay.
This is jatam.
This is Jalam.
Oh, it's Jalam?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of Jatam. Okay, well, Jalam also, maybe Jalam also means that that's where you get this web thing. He's talking about assemblage of clouds or collection. I wonder if they have Jalam here. Let me just...
I think it was given as a vocabulary word.
It was as a compound.
Well, it says Mekajal, an assemblage of clouds. It says that.
But when you kept saying net
because
or web,
like
because
jala
that's Jalam.
Jalam, that's what
I'm, and I'm sorry, I was thinking Jatam. You're right. Yeah. But, okay. Does everybody see it? Just like a group of clouds that's scattered by the wind. Scattered by the wind.
Very nice.
Okay. Now, let's take a look at what we're going to do. These are long sentences here from Kim on down.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to work on those and then look at page 139 and 140. These sentences they're not bad. They're getting just becoming real Sanskrit sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's, for next week, finish what's on 134,
mm-hmm.
then do everything on 139. And then I think, I don't know how many you could do, but why don't you try to do up to and including Asmin Eva, half of 140. Do you think you can do that many?
Asmin Eva?
Asmin Eva, Latagrahe. It's like halfway down the page, on page 140.
Yeah. I can give it a try.
Yeah,
I don't have my other class, my other Sanskrit class, until the 5th, so.
What do you think, Kiki? You can try for those if you don't.
Yeah.
If you don't do that many, then we'll just stop early. The other option is for me to read some for you, but I don't know how helpful that is, really.
The 139 one seems shorter. The two or three remaining ones in 134 seem longer.
Oh yeah, those are longer, more complex sentences. But it's good to start reading getting used to some of these longer sentences.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been doing. That's mostly what our work with Penny has been, long sentences.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So it's so wonderful to just do these short drill. It's because it's nice too because you really drill using the different forms of the words that you've been studying, you know,
yeah.
the pronouns or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the long ones just take a long time.
Yeah. Look at it. They're good. You have to get used to it because sentences are normally long.
Exactly.
But if you look at, say we do 139, then 140, 41, that really concludes the book. Then if you go two pages to 142, then at the end they have a couple of pages of real sentences,
verses.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and verses from actual different texts.
Wow.
So I think what we'll go ahead and read all of these too on 142, 43, and 44. And you can use that time to memorize, you know, while we're just translating.
Just review,
memorize, because then we're going to go into book two. Mm-hmm. Right, so you want everything in book one to be very familiar to you.
I was thinking probably if we could do, do you think we should just do the review on our own, or could we just do a little review class one time for book one?
We can do a review class, but let's finish the sentences
first.
After
the sentences.
And then after the sentences, we can go through and just make sure we understand everything
right.
That's in book one. That's fine.
That would be great. It would be very helpful, actually.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Then we'll move on to book two.
So we do the review before we do the 142 sentences, or at the end of when we're
after.
Doing all of it? Okay.
Yeah. Because that'll give you a chance all along to be studying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that review will kind of pull it all together. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.